taught the sun where to stand in the morning, and who told the ocean it'll only come this fall, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening, whose words alone can catch a falling star. And I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify, let this life within me cry. My Redeemer lives. The very same God sustains. Oh, runs to the weary, the worn. Amen. The same gentle hand. Oh, that holds me when I'm broken. They conquer death to bring me victory. And I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify within. See it again, I know he lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify, let this life within me cry. Testify of that tonight. Oh, why don't we just all stand together and sing it? Let all creation, oh, testify. Let this light within me cry. Oh, I know he lives to take away my shame, and he lives forever. I'll grow. Oh, and he's alive, and there's an empty grave. Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation, oh, let this life cry. I know my Redeemer. my whole life, I will give you praise. Say all the glory to the one who's worthy. Because of Jesus, I have been changed. Oh, because of Jesus, I have. Let's just sing that one more time. Now my heart cries. My heart cries. This is my Redeemer. And with my whole life, I will give you praise. And all the glory to the one who's worthy. Because of Jesus, I have been changed. Because of Jesus, I have been changed. You bring freedom to the captive, good news to the poor, healing to the broken, and joy to those. You turn ashes into you, the ruins you store. I am a testimony
of the goodness of the Lord.
Say you bring freedom to the captive,
good news to the poor,
oh, healing to the broken, joy to those who mourn. You turn ashes into ruins you restore. I am a testimony of the goodness of the Lord. And now my heart cries, this is my Redeemer. With my whole life, you praise. To the one who's worthy, because of Jesus, I've been changed because of Jesus. I will throw up my hands and praise you again. All that I have is God. Oh. And I know it's not much. I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing. So I'll throw up my hands, praise you again and again. And all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. on, just give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready to throw up your hands and praise His wonderful name tonight? Amen. And thank Him for all that He's done. Amen. I love that song that says, because of Jesus, I have been changed. Amen. I expect Him to bring freedom to the captive tonight. Amen. And joy to those who mourn. Ask Brother Joe Adams if he'd come open the service for us in prayer. We have several needs this evening. We'll have a prayer request from Brother E.J. Parker. He asked that we remember a friend of his, Bill Duncan. He's been battling pancreatic cancer. It's been spreading to other parts of his body. Ask that we remember him tonight. Also, we have a prayer request for a young sister, Hannah Yuntz. She has, I believe, scarlet fever that's been attacking her body, also attacking her heart, causing her to gain weight, retain fluid, and just really sick in body, needs a touch. So bring that need before the congregation as well. Also, Brother Sherman Thomas asked that we'd remember and Eric Smith. His wife is very sick, close to death. Asked that we'd remember her in prayer and that she would not only have a physical healing, but a spiritual touch as well. And the Lord would come down in that situation. Also, Sister Mandy Roncalli asked for prayer for a Nancy Smock. She has blood clots in her lungs. Wants us to remember her tonight. Many serious needs. Amen. But He brings healing. Amen. He brings freedom. Amen. If you have a need you want to lift to the Lord as we go together in prayer. Amen, Brother Joe, if you come.
Let's just bow our hearts and our heads this evening and take these needs to Him. Father, what a great privilege we have as Your children, Lord, that we can come in Your presence tonight. And Lord, we humble ourselves before You and say thank You, God, for all that You have done for us. Lord, we're at the beginning of a new year, and Lord, the Bible tells us that Your mercies are new each and every day. So, Father, we have countless mercies that are looking our way in this new year, and it seems like right out the gate, Lord, the enemy's been on the attack. He's been on the offensive, Father, attacking Your children, Lord, one by one. But, Father, we know and we understand, Lord, that nothing can happen to a child of God but what Satan has to go to our Heavenly Father and ask permission. So, Lord, we know that You find confidence in each of us that are in struggle and battle, Father. And we ask tonight, Lord, You would just give that understanding to us, equip us for the moment, Father. Prepare us for the moment that we're living in, Lord, the struggle that we're facing, some with sickness, some, Lord God, facing difficulties in life in general. But we know that the hand of God is not short, but what He can't reach down and save and heal and deliver. So, Father, we invoke the name of Jesus tonight. We petition Your throne. Lord, we invite You to touch those that are mentioned tonight. Many different needs, God, but You're the great I Am. You're the healer. Lord, You already had it in Your word that by My stripes You are healed. Lord, it's a past tense work. And we're so thankful, Lord, that we can look to You not only in the past tense, but the very present help in our times of trouble. So speak to those that are in need tonight, Lord. Touch them in their bodies, our visitors in our midst this evening. May You touch them, speak to them, God. Give a word of assurance to them tonight. Use Brother Timothy, Lord, as he has set aside time to study and pray. We invite You, Lord, to have Your way. We thank You for bringing Brother Aaron and Sister Lydia home to us safely. We trust, Lord, You used them for Your glory. Trust there's going to be many wonderful testimonies, Father. So have Your way in the service tonight. Now we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Brothers can take up the offering this evening. Amen. Oh, who am I that You are mindful of me? That You hear me when I call? Is it true? Is it true that You are thinking of me? Oh, and how You love me. It's a
It's not just a song, it's a promise. Amen. He calls us friend. He loves us and he knows us.
Oh, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, I am a friend. Mistake. But the preacher said this God at Cole knows the way to Calvary. And the word says that she won't run for long. So let's keep believing in God's higher ways. And know that until she is back where she belongs, she's working on her testimony.
Tragedy would look to the Lord and pen the song. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrow like sea sin not a part. in my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious, oh, my sin, not in part, oh, but the whole, yeah. Evening, let's all sing it now. Say with my soul, oh, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, and though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, oh, let this blessed assurance control. Oh, aren't you thankful you can say tonight, Christ has regarded me, oh, Christ He has regarded.
Very, very hard, and he's tried to hold He's tried to hold me down. Oh, but I've got something within me to help me make it, help me make it through the rain. Oh, and when it gets rough, and when it gets tough, well, I don't worry at all, 'cause I'm gonna rise, rise, rise above it all. I'm gonna rise,
rise, rise above it all.
I'm gonna take wings and fly away to heaven. I'm gonna rise above it all. And you can miss me from singing I'm here. Oh, but don't you worry about me. No, 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 no. Lord, I'm going to a place where there be no more heartache and pain. Oh, yes, we're gonna shout hallelujah and praise your holy name. And we're gonna rise,
rise,
and we'll rise above it all. And we're gonna
rise,
rise,
we'll rise above it all.
I'm gonna take wings and fly away up to heaven. I'm gonna
rise above it all.
Father, we just come to you, Lord, with our hearts open before you, Lord, just so looking to you, Father, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, how that you've done so many wonderful things in our lives. Not enough words to thank you for everything, but God, from the humblest parts of our heart, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your call upon our lives, Lord. Thank you for the ability, Lord, to rise out of the sin of this world and the life of this world, Lord, and to live a life above it. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the promises that's in your word, Father, that we can see that gives us strength to rise above sin and sickness and everything the devil may try to throw at us. Lord, may we rise tonight in the realms of the Holy Ghost, Father, the realms of the supernatural, Lord, to see all things are possible to them that believe. We ask these things for your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Also read from Psalms 91 and verse 4. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Also Psalms 91 and verse 4 said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. We'll let you be seated this evening. I'd like to speak to you this evening on the wings of faith. Amen. You know, of course, as we all know, we live in a world full of fear and uncertainty and storms and trials. As we seem to go further and further in this year, the war drums are beating ever more, and seem like all over the world, wars and rumors of war. But you know, in all of this, God has not left His people exposed. He has provided cover, and He is our refuge. He has provided His wings. You know, to be under His wings means that you trust, you're trusting when you don't even understand. You're staying there when it's easier, seems like easier to run. And you're believing when fear says to flee. You know, faith under His wings says, God, I'm going to stay right here, even though I don't know what's coming next. You know, it says in Psalms 57, and we could read many scriptures about the wings of God as it would speak about this. And it says Psalms 57 verse 1, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. In other words, God does not promise there will be no calamities. But He did promise that He will be our refuge until they pass. You know, being under His wings does not mean no sickness, no trials, no loss, no trouble, no situations, no circumstances. But what it means that the storm that you're in will not destroy you. Amen. The storm may rage, but the wings remain spread upon you and covering you. Under God's wings, guilt can be forgiven. Hearts can be healed. Lives can be restored. Amen. You may feel worn down, but God, under His wings, offers renewal unto you. You may feel broken tonight, but God is the God who restores under His wings. So we read in our scripture, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. You know, in other words, waiting is not weakness. Waiting is trust in action. Those who wait under His wings run are not weary. Those that wait under His wings, they walk and they do not faint. They rise above what once weighed them down. Amen. You know, given wings as eagles, wings of faith to rise above every circumstance, above every doubt, above every hindrance, above every sickness. Now wings does not remove gravity. It just overcomes it. Did you catch that? It does not remove gravity. It just overcomes it. Same as faith. It does not deny reality, but it rises above the reality. Amen. It does not deny that there's truly sickness, but it rises above the sickness. It does not deny that there's trouble in your home, but it rises above the trouble that's in your home. Amen. Same as wings on an airplane. It does not remove the gravity. The gravity is still there. Amen. Every step of the way, every movement of that airplane. But a skillful pilot can adjust the wings to the wind that's coming through there. And it'll rise into the sky and defy gravity. It actually, you know, it's actually called adjusting the plane's attitude. When it that little instrument they look at that shows where the wings are and where you're at in the attitude towards the ground, where you're at, how you're turned, if you're turned this way or if you're pointed down or up, it's the attitude, and how you adjust the attitude, it'll automatically adjust your altitude. So what if we're not, you know, in other words, if we, you know, our attitude affects our altitude. Amen. How we look at things, how we respond to things, how we react in our life, in everyday life, our attitude. Amen. It reflects and it will affect our altitude towards where we go. So, but we were not meant to be earthbound creatures. We were bound. We were not meant to be bound by our senses or by our circumstances. This bride, amen, was not meant to be pinned down by unbelief or creeds of men. But we were meant to soar into the heavenlies. We were meant to be into the realms of the impossibilities, to be in the Holy Ghost realm where all things are possible. That, amen, in this service, that we would not be bound by circumstances that we face today or situations that went on or going on in our lives. That we would enter in and we begin to adjust our attitude so we can be responded to our altitude, that our altitude would change today.
I trust that this evening, maybe you came this evening with things going on in your life as anybody else would, and no doubt every one of us has all kinds of things. Seems like more and more we go in this life, the more and more we got going on in our lives, the more and more that we have to deal with and we have to constantly war against. But maybe you come in warring today, but maybe in this service you can say, God, I need my attitude adjusted. I need things in my life adjusted so I can enter into the realms of the supernatural. Amen. That's what song service is about. It's adjusting our attitude. It's getting us into the realms of the Spirit, that we can move into the realms of the Holy Ghost where all things are possible. Because we were not meant to be bound by our senses. We were not meant to be bound by our human abilities, human inabilities, but we were meant to fly into the heavenlies of heaven. Amen. Brother Branham, you know, at a zoo one time saw what he called the most pathetic sight he'd ever seen. Was an old cage that was there, and the eagle had been caught and was sitting in his cage, and he was laying on his back when I went up there, and his great big wings were just laid out, and I noticed he was bleeding down the front of him, and his head was all bleeding, his feathers knocked out of the edge of his wings. I thought, what's the matter with this poor bird? And there's a little girl said, Daddy, he's bleeding. I said, yeah, you know, there's ain't nothing for him to fight. He looking around, maybe there's an animal got to him. I didn't know what he was fighting, but after a while he got up and he shook his weary head and he turned his head and he looked like that. You know, he's a heavenly bird, and he got back in the cage like that where he didn't belong. Somebody put him in the cage, and here he'd come again, and he would flop his wings, and he would try to fly up into the heavenlies, and he would hit that cage, and it would knock him backwards, and he would hit that cage, and it was knocking backwards. He was having such a hard time till he just laid there, and his weary eyes looking up to that sky, longing to be up there. And I thought, oh God, isn't that the most pitiful sight? He said, but then something struck my heart, and I thought, that is not the most pitiful thing I ever seen, an animal in a cage. The most pitiful thing I ever seen is a man born to be a son of God, born to be a son of God, but pinned down by some creed or some organization or some idea or some trouble. I mean, something that'll tell him days of miracles are past, something that'll say there's no such a thing as a baptism of the Holy Ghost. But he'll lay in them old denominational creeds and look up into the heavenlies where he belongs. He was born to be a son of God. Come on, somebody. I'm preaching to people that were born to be sons and daughters of God. You were not born to be bound by those senses. You were not born to be bound by your frustration. You were not born to be bound by depression and anxiety and fear. You were born for the heavenlies. You were born to rise above it all. Amen. God wants him out of all of that. Hallelujah. God wants him out. Well, if God wants you out, then you're coming out. Amen. Amen. That's the work of a man that put that eagle there. And he said it's the work of a man that'll put a man in creeds and denomination and ideas. They're all of the devil. Yes, sir. Creed a man down and say days of miracles are past. No such a thing as the joy of the Holy Ghost. No such a thing as shouting. No such a thing as speaking in tongues. No divine healing. It's pitiful. Those sons of God are born to be free. They were born to be sons. They were born to be free. Don't ever let anyone put you in some kind of cage. Come on now. Hallelujah. Don't let any man get up and preach you into a cage. Amen. When you were born to be into the heavenlies. Amen. Keep out of those cages. This old eagle, he's such a wonderful bird. His habits, I like to watch his habits, what he does. I watched them build their nest many times up on the roundups, and I put my glasses on to watch them early in the morning when we were started on a drive. I'd get there and get my binoculars and see those old eagles sitting on those nests, and he goes out. You ought to see him. He never builds his nest on the ground. He won't build his nest on the ground. He builds his nest in the high, as high as he can get at the highest peak. He said that's the reason God likened the eagle to his church, or a church to an eagle. You're a candle that sits on the hill. You should have high ambitions. Listen to this now. You should have high ambition. You should have high anticipations. Well, it's just another Wednesday. No, this is going to be the best Wednesday ever. Amen. Amen. You should have high anticipation. You should be expecting great things. What do you say? He says, well, I'm Pentecostal. That settles it. Well, you can put it, oh, I'm a message believer. That settles it. That don't for me. Hello. He said, that don't for me. I'm expecting greater things. I'm Baptist, I'm Methodist, I'm oneness, I'm two-ness, I'm three-ness, whatever you are. That don't satisfy me. I have ambitions to move on up till I meet Him. Come on, somebody. I have ambitions to move on up till I meet Him. I received the Holy Ghost. That settles it. It didn't with me. Listen to the prophet. It didn't with me. I'm still just taking it and moving higher and higher and moving on up higher, higher ambitions, higher expectations, more move of God. More miracles, more signs and wonders, more of God revealed to His church, more of His word unveiled in this hour, more, 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 more. I say, if a prophet wasn't satisfied on the level he was on, how come you think you ought to be satisfied at the level you're at? We ought to be looking to move higher. Higher into the realms of the Holy Ghost. More of an outpouring of His Spirit. Not less. More. Amen. We should be reaching for higher heights, higher expectations, higher ambitions in the Word, greater and higher, rising above our critics. The word, to where the critics, whatever they say, it doesn't even bother us no more because we're so far high, so far above them and higher than all that nonsense that we can't even hear it no more. Rising above the doubt and unbelief. He would tell a story, and I'll go through a few things here for a moment. He said, he was standing there one night, one day out in the wilderness. He said, but I was in the presence of God. He said, I was about 40 miles from any human being that I knew of, at least 40 miles from a ranch. The sun had caused a rainbow to struck the storm that had come through, and the rainbow had come out, and I saw God in His covenant, and the rainbow, in Revelations 1, John saw Him, He had a rainbow, looked as jasper and sardine stone, and things began to come, and he said, then old male elk began to bugle, and he got lost from the herd during the storm, and he said, there was God in that bugle, and the wolf began to howl, and there was God in that, the mate answered him at the bottom, God in the wolf, everywhere you looked, you could see God, and I was standing there, he said, but all of a sudden, something caught my attention, was this little pine squirrel, and little bitty fussy thing fussing all up, just jumped on a little stump. He was just cutting a big noise, you know, almost like a blue coat policeman of the wood, makes so much fuss sometimes. He's too big to, you know, he ain't big enough to do anything, just a little bitty guy. So he was just a carrying on. I wonder, why are you so excited, little fella? Because I had got real happy standing right where I was at. And I'd just set my gun against a tree and I'd run around and run around and around that tree shouting like a maniac. Well, I mean, goodness. You think if he did it out there, he wouldn't do it somewhere else? If you get, you see God, you, something's going to happen. Amen. He said, now all you don't believe that, you know, you don't believe a Baptist can shout, do you? He said, I was shouting, of course. He said, I'm a Baptist, but I'm a Pentecostal Baptist. I'm one with the Holy Ghost. So then while I was carrying on out there, he said, if somebody had been in the woods, they'd have thought they had a maniac out there. Around and around that tree, screaming to the top of my lungs, and I was about to explode. I had to do something, pop off some steam somewhere. Did you ever get so full you had to do something? Hello. Did you ever get so full you had to do something? That's all you got to do it. What was it? David said, my cup runneth over. I was so filled up, something had to be expressed. I thought, well, this little fella, what's got him so excited? Maybe the way I'm acting, he don't like it? Well, he looked at that little squirrel and said, well, if you love the Creator like I do, you'd be acting the same way I am. Hello. You'd be doing the same thing. I was just talking to him, you know. But I noticed the little guy wasn't even looking at me. He had his head cocked over a little bit. Looked down through there like that little blow down there in the previous storm. And blow the trees and lapped together. And the eagle had been forced down in this blow down. And he was watching that eagle. I was, oh. This big eagle jumped up on a limb. And he said, here, I thought, man, well, you know, I'm thinking, why did God stop me in the middle of my rejoicing? And why do you have to make all that noise, squirrel? And he's asking all these questions. And I noticed the eagle seemed to be, he wasn't afraid. He wasn't a coward. God can't use cowards. When you believe God, you got to believe him with all that's in you. God don't want anyone in saying, oh, yes, praise the Lord, I believe. And then go outside, I don't know, I still feel bad. Hello, did you hear that? Maybe I need to slow down just a second. He said, God doesn't want cowards that'll be in church, say, praise the Lord, I believe it. Then go outside and say, I don't know, I still feel bad. Hallelujah. He can't use that. You got to believe God in and out. Everywhere you are, believe God just the same. And I noticed the eagle, he was a brave one. He wasn't afraid. I wonder, well, why aren't you afraid? Don't you know I have my rifle, I'll kill you? He said, but I admired him. He said, if he could read my mind, he could really see in the inside. I really admired him. And I admire anything that's not afraid. I hate a coward. And I said, what makes you so brave? And I thought, he sees my rifle sitting against the tree. He knew, I'll grab it and I can maybe shoot him. But he knew he could get in those timbers and I would never get a shot off. Right. See, God made him an eagle and he gave him two wings to get away from the danger that was around him. He had perfect faith in those two God-given wings. And I thought, what if the church had that much faith in the two wings that God gave you? God gave you two wings. He gave you the New and the Old Testament. He gave you promises that'll make you be able to fly above every trouble, above every sickness, above every sorrow, above every doubt, above every depression, above all anxieties and fear. And rise above it. Said, I watched him a few moments and that little pine squirrel was cursing him for everything he had. But he never even paid attention to him. He didn't read that pine squirrel's emails. He didn't read his Facebook post. His Instagram, he didn't read none of it. Come on. Hallelujah. He just gave one great big jump. After a while, he got tired of it all, and he just gave one great big jump, made two big old flops with his wings, and he was outside the timber. One of the most amazing things, he never flopped no more. He just jumped, made a couple flops with his wings, and out of the timber, he knew how to set those wings. And every time the wind would come in, he would just rise up. See, understand, the wind is not sent for you to go down. The wind is sent for you to go up. Amen. I stood and I watched him till he got smaller and smaller until he became a little speck. And I stood there crying like a baby. I said, that's it, Lord. It ain't running from place to place, joining this, joining Baptist, joining this. It isn't that. It's just get your feet off the ground and set your wings in the power of God. Set your wings in the power of God. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, ride up on it. Come on. You're not going to ride up on it if you just keep your wings down by your side. Amen. If you don't ever get it out and you don't ever look at it and you don't ever start flexing a little bit. And that's what this eagle was doing. He started moving a little bit. He started, listen, mister, I got two wings and I'll be out of sight before you can get that gun up. Amen. That's what he was no doubt must have been thinking because he wasn't afraid. Amen. He was already exercising them God-given wings. Yeah, he may have got blown down for a little bit. He may have got caught in a storm and had to sit there for a little while and not sit there and wonder what's going to be next. But all of a sudden, the storm passed over. Yeah, there was a lot of chattering going on. Look, if you'd have been a real son, you'd have not come down. If you'd have been a real son, you'd have real eagle, you'd have not did this. Chatter, chatter, chatter. But he knew God had gave him some wings to fly. And all he needed was to just lift him up and give him a couple of good flops and find that wind and then rise above it. Maybe the devil's been chattering at you this weekend or this week saying, hey, if you're the real son of God, you wouldn't have made that mistake. You wouldn't have made that failure. You wouldn't be depressed like that. You wouldn't have anxiety like that. You wouldn't be fearful like that if you was a real son. Listen here, old boy, I got two wings. I ain't just become a son. I always was a son. And he gave me two wings that I could fly with. And all I need is just start flopping them in the presence of God. And let the winds of the Holy Ghost pick me up. And I'll leave your old hide behind. Woo, hallelujah. I'm trusting somebody is going to leave fear behind. Somebody's going to leave depression behind. Somebody's going to leave anxiety behind. Somebody's going to leave a sickness behind tonight. When they realize I got two wings. Just set your wings in faith and by faith out there and ride the waves of the Holy Ghost when it comes in. Just ride on the way, on the way, on the way, on the way, on the way. All the way up and get plumb out of hearing distance. You know why? Sometimes you hear the devil so much because you let him get too close. He don't have these wings. He don't have this ability to rise in the presence of God like this. Not like what I'm talking about, not with faith. And you can leave him behind. You see, I think about the great heroes of the Bible. And it just reminds me here sometimes. He says that statement. He said, heroes of the Bible. Then he says this. It reminds me some time ago, I was up in the mountains here. And I was noticing the ducks. Heroes of the Bible and ducks. When they're all around the water pulling up, and the first time a cold wind blows, these little old ducks get out there and honk two or three times and take off to Louisiana just as hard as they can go to the rice field. What's the matter? They don't have any theology. They don't have some scholar standing up before them and saying, okay, boys, it is time. No, they were born a duck. And when he's a duck, he's got instincts. He's a duck, and his instincts tells him it's time to move. Hello. His instincts tell him it's time to move. There's cold weather ahead. Go to where there's warmer and better grounds. And if a duck can do that and be a duck, how ought a man do by the baptism of the Holy Ghost? It ought to put an instinct on the inside of you to tell you it's time to move. Amen. The Holy Ghost is moving through. It's time to respond. Yeah. It's time to move. Amen. It's time to get up and get going. He ought to be able to know that there's trouble maybe ahead, and he can step out on God's wave away with his wings of faith and move out from that thing. He said, if you will, you'll move from that sickness. You'll move out of that shackled down condition. All those things. It's time for God to move and do those things. The great presence of the Lord Jesus to bless, to give power and great things for the church in any day. God has promised he would do it. He said in the last days his spirit would be poured out upon high. He showed visions and signs and wonders in the earth. All these different things. God promised it and God will bring it to pass. But when you feel that moving, it ought to be an instinct on the inside of you to respond. Yes, Lord, I want to move higher. Yes, Lord, I want to move into a higher height. I want to get up into another place, into another plane, to another level. He said, God, help us to take the wings of the eagle and fly away to every divine promise God gave in the Bible. He said, that's the reason, listen to me. He said, that's the reason that insane, epileptic boy tonight is now perfectly whole. Because faith was set in wings. And God packed him from sickness to health. That's the reason we can give the testimony of not tonight. Today of Sister Atlanta Butts, who was covered up with cancer, and God moved her from sickness to health. Because she set her wings that she felt the winds move. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting. And winds begin to move. And she set her wings. Said, yes, Lord, I'll just go where this wind's going to take me. Because what I got to dread? What am I fearing about? You got my life in your control. You're the master of the wind. And I know the master. I know the master of every circumstance. I know the master of every life. That's the reason this lovely little woman sits here, and this one back there, they were alcoholics and narcotic users and dope fiends and so forth. It wasn't because they went to some anonymous, or they did this, or they took shots. They didn't do it. They just set their wings of faith in the promises of God. God, you promised, and the promise is mine. And here they are tonight in the right mental condition, healthy and strong, and dope and whiskey is laying in the gutter. Why? Because somebody set wings. I'm going to rise above it. And so I wasn't born to be bound by this nonsense. I wasn't born to be bound by cigarettes and alcohol and drugs and sex life. I wasn't born to be bound by that nonsense. I was born for up there. I want you to understand, Eagles, you're not sitting in that same place that Brother Branham saw that eagle sitting in that zoo with a caged up, closed up door. No, the door of your cage is open.
Amen.
Come on. The door of your cage is open. It's not locked no more. The lock of your cage was broke at Calvary. And that door was open, and you don't have to stay there no more. You don't have to stay in that situation no more. You don't have to stay in that fear no more. You don't have to stay in that evil devil that wants to haunt at you. You don't have to stay there anymore. Your cage is open. Just take a few hops. Start flapping some wings. Start walking out of there. Start getting out of that situation. How are you going to do it? One step at a time. One move at a time. And before you know it, there'll be clear skies in front of you. See, that's the reason you're not here. You're not out there. Women tonight as a prostitute on the street. That's the reason, gentlemen, you're not out on the streets as a bootlegger, a drunkard. It's because you set your wings in the promises of God, and by faith, the Holy Ghost lifted you up beyond denominational barriers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. That's the reason why you're here tonight. Because you set your wings in some faith. Hallelujah. That's the reason why the Liddell family sitting there tonight is because they set their wings in faith. They left behind their land. They left behind their home. They left behind their family. They left it all behind. Why? Because they saw another land somewhere. It wasn't this land in Louisiana. It was a land beyond a river. This is not our final destination. Evening Light Tabernacle is not your final destination. Amen. Your final destination is when we lift into that final place and we meet Jesus Christ in the air. He said, that's why we have this fellowship here tonight. It's because men and women dared to set their wings. He said, let me say this to you tonight. The eagle is stirring her nest. If there's anybody in the building tonight would dare set your wings in God's promises of His Word, God will take you from that miserable, unrighteous, ungodly, selfish life you're living and make you free, happy, and able to live above sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And live in a blissful atmosphere. Oh, I like those kind of atmospheres. A blissful atmosphere that the world and the chickens of the world know nothing about. See, it's not jump from this post to that post to this over here to that over there. Well, I can find it over here. I can find it over there. And I surely can find happiness over here if I just move over here. And this, that ain't what it's all about. Happiness is only found in Christ. If you don't find Christ to be the center of your life, I don't care if you live in the most beautiful place upon this earth and have the most money, you'll still not have happiness. It's just setting your wings and your faith wings into the power of the Holy Ghost. When a wave comes in, just ride on it. Don't refuse it. Don't sit there with your
Well, you know, it's just, I ain't talking about your two hands. I'm talking about spiritually speaking. Just sitting there and not even responding to it. Are you an eagle or are you a chicken? I can understand a chicken not responding to it because it's never been up there before. It's never seen that before. It don't know what it's like. His mama ain't been there. His granddaddy ain't been there. Ain't nobody in his back in his whole genealogy. He could do DNA tests for weeks and months and send them to all kind of DNA places. They'd never find a chicken that had ever been up there. Right? So I can understand a chicken not longing to be up there, but I cannot understand if you're a son of God or a daughter of God and the winds of the Holy Ghost begin to move that you not have something that'll respond to it. You may not shout, you may not jump, you may do nothing but cry, but whatever it is, something moves on the inside of a son of God when they feel the presence of their Father move close. You'll ride on up and on up and on up and on up. Did you hear that? On up and on up and on up until, you know, you get sick and tired of hearing this chatter here. Days of miracles have passed. Bunch of holy rollers, nothing to them. Oh, we've heard all that chatter from message preachers. Chatter. You pine squirrel. Chatter. Just set your wings in His power. Amen. Hallelujah. Set your wings in His power. It ain't our power. It ain't the airplane's power. It could have all the engines it won't. It's the wings that are adjusted to the wind. Right? That gets him up into those places. It's the wings that rides him up there. I tell you what, there's a bunch of this and a bunch of fanatics, but he says, set them great wings of the whole into the Holy Spirit. That faith wing, just know how to set them. And when the Holy Spirit begins to move, ride with it. The tide comes again, mount up. First thing you know, the neighbor's saying, oh, you're going to be a holy roller. You never got healed. You just ride on past all those old critics saying chatter here and chatter there. No such a thing as divine healing. No more signs and wonders. No more chatter. Just turn your head from it and ride on. Break through the barrier. It's time we break out of normalities. Maybe this is my New Year's message. It's time we break out of normalities. Our normal Wednesday night service. Our normal Sunday. Our normal Mondays. Amen. It's time we break out of our rituals. Well, I served God today. I've done good. You know, there was a man one time that had disappeared there from church for a few weekends. And they've come back and he said, what happened to you? He said, well, I've been serving the Lord real hard. I took a few weekends off. That ain't the way it works. It's time we break out of our rituals. It's time we break out of our doubts. It's time we break out of our unbeliefs. It's time we get into the atmosphere that the Holy Ghost wants us and desires us to be in, where all things are possible. Brother Brown said he's told by aviators who fly these real fast jet planes. They said a plane getting up into a certain speed, it begins to vibrate and shake. Seems like every bolt's about to come off. Maybe some of y'all felt like that tonight. What's happening? Seems like everything's falling apart, Brother Timothy. Things are happening. You're just about to break the barrier. The devil's trying everything he can to keep you from receiving something from God. So he puts all kinds of things. He starts shaking the bolts in your life. Things are shaking all around you. It seems like your house is falling apart. Things are happening around. Things are going on in your family. What's going on, brother? You're about to break the barrier. What's happening, Brother Timothy? It seems like the further we go, the behinder we get. Seems like it. I don't understand that, but that'll be revealed later. Seems like things are happening. It's so nervous. So much nervous. We are about to break the sound barrier. Yes. This bride is about to break from this dimension into another dimension. Yes.
Amen. We're about to get out of here. This is what is going on. This is what is happening. What tensions are rising. Things are happening. There's all kinds of things going on in this earth. Yeah, there is. All creation is groaning. Free us. This earth is groaning. Free me. I wasn't meant to be destroyed like this. I wasn't meant, amen, for things to happen like it's happened. This wasn't meant to be. It is groaning. It is wanting. It is desire. What's happening? It's about to break the sound barrier. You've been facing fear. You've been facing anxieties. You've been facing depression like never before. You're about to break the sound barrier. I texted a brother on my way out here. I said, I've never fought depression like I fought it today. You're about to break the sound barrier. Amen. Amen. The devil is trying to keep you bound. He's trying to keep you down. He's trying to keep you in a struggle. He's trying to keep you all anxiety and all fearful. Why? Because he knows that when you get past that barrier, there's no coming back. Hallelujah. When you get past that situation, when you get past that thing in your life and you break through it, I won't go back. Amen. See, I'm told, feels like the bolts are about to fly out. The wings are about to come off. How many's ever been in an airplane in some good turbulence? How many enjoys that? I do not. That's the time I'm longing for firm terracotta. Ground. All of a sudden, you're just sitting there enjoying something, you know, listening to tape or whatever you're doing, talking to somebody, and the bottom falls out. Peace of God, cover me. It makes a lot of Christians on the plane really quick. You hear all kind of, oh God! We was coming home from overseas and had to make about 3 laps around Shreveport. And they tried to land in some 60-mile-an-hour winds right as it was coming into the edge of that storm. Me and Sister Ruth was on that plane together. And we wasn't sitting together, but we was on the plane together because of some situation in our seating. But anyway, it felt like the bolts was about to fall out of this thing. It felt like the wings were about to break off. It felt like this thing was about to be pushed into Cross Lake there as it come across. I thought it was over. People were screaming. People were saying all kinds of things. All I was saying is, pull up. We don't have to land. Pull up. He pulled back up and we had to circle several times and through ground clouds. I'll save the picture on the screen that I got from the aviation app and just unbelievable going around all this stuff. We made it obviously safely. Never felt so glad to be on the ground. Sometimes it feels like when you're up there, it seems like what's going to happen next? What's going on. Just keep riding it. Just keep adjusting your wings of faith. Seems like it's all falling apart, Brother Timothy. Just keep them out there. That wind is not meant for your destruction. It's meant for you to rise. It's meant for that wind that's been coming against you and it's been hammering at you time after time. It's meant for you to rise above it. To rise above it. He said if the plane just sails on out and get past all of that, it'll be at ease when it passes that sound barrier. The obstacle that it had in its way, it passes it and it'll run at ease. He said if the church of this day will ever pray till it passes the sin barrier and the unbelief barrier, they would shout the victory of a living God because they are now looking to the unseen. They're not looking to what they see around them. They're not looking to how the world is vibrating and things are going on or what it's doing or what it's not doing. They're looking at their God and how He has it all in His control. Amen. There is a living God, and when we lose our disbelief, we pass that place the world is saying the days of miracles are past and it wants to make you shake.
oh, there's no such a thing as the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it makes you wonder. But if you'll ever look to the unseen, to the God who promised it, for the promise is unto you and to your children, to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you look to the blessed word that says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and turn your heads towards that and press on until you pass that vibration. Get past it. Pass that vibration. Pass that unbelief. Pass that sin. Pass that barrier. Then you'll fly free in the faith of Almighty God, knowing that all things are possible. There is no limit to the speed that plane will go, they say hardly. If there's no limit to the speed of a plane, there's no limits to the blessings of God that'll pour down on you if you will believe. See, God did not just promise wings. He provided wings. He told Israel in Exodus chapter 19 and verse 4, he says, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bear you on eagle's wings. I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Notice what God said. I bear you. Israel did not walk out of Egypt on their own strength. They were carried out. Well, Brother Timothy, they used their own feet. They were carried out by the supernatural power of Almighty God because they had not a bit of power to free themselves. No more than anybody else has a bit of power to free themselves from sin and unbelief or any other demon of hell. But there is a power. There is one greater, and he can bear you on his wings tonight. They were carried before Israel knew how to trust God. God was already trustworthy. Before they knew what freedom was, God had already secured it. They didn't even know what freedom really was. And God had already gave it to them before they ever learned obedience. God had already lifted them out of their bondage. What was it? Grace. And Jesus comes along in the New Testament and he tries to show them, I was the one who did this. This was me. When he said, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings. That's what the hen does when predators are around. They gather these little chickies under their wings. They bring them under. He was saying, I am the God who carried you out of Egypt. What was it? At the cross, Christ stretched out his arms. It was the ultimate wings of mercy. Amen. What was it? To carry us out of our sin. To carry us out of our shame. To carry us out of our death. God put forth his wings for us to carry us. And he said, it is finished. When he said it was finished, it broke every veil. It broke the denominational veil. It broke the veil there in the temple. It broke every sound barrier. The sound that says, oh, that's fanaticism. He broke through that. The sound that says, oh, them people are crazy. He broke right through that veil. It says, you can't do it. You'll never obtain it. The message ain't for you. He broke through that veil. There's no such a thing as healing, divine healing. He broke right through that. Why? The word said he would. He spread those wings and he broke through it. Amen. What was it? Here he stands tonight, the mighty conqueror, since he broke every veil. He stands tonight among you, unconquered by traditions. Amen. Let people say what they want to, do what they want to, say what they want to do. God comes breaking right down through every sound barrier. They can say we're nothing but a bunch of emotional Pentecostal, whatever they want to call us. But God breaks the sound barrier. You tell me if it was just a bunch of emotion that saved a man from cigarettes and drinking and turned his life around and turning his family around. That wasn't emotion. That was the power of Almighty God that blew through this building. What was it? He broke the barrier. He broke the cage. And he showed him, you're free. You're free. He said, remember, there's no limit. I'm telling you, when you break the traditional barriers, break the traditional barriers. There's a lot of traditional barriers in this message. Made by men. Barriers. Put speed limits up. Only want so much to happen. Only want service to go so far. put barriers up on how long you can preach. Make fun of you when you preach long. Right? Come on. Put barriers. Putting barriers up. It's limitless. Don't worry, I'm not preaching all night tonight, but it's limitless. It's limitless. We serve an unlimited God. It's limitless. Amen. It said we can break the traditional barriers. Well, forget about just a blanket statement. What about your own barriers? What about your traditional habits that you do and how you operate? Why don't you start saying, God, I want all my barriers broke. Where I've held back, where I've stopped for just a moment, break those things. I want to be free. When your spirit moves, I want to move. When you come, I want to be cognizant. I want to be in anticipation and expecting God to move everything for His glory and for His might. There's no limit to what God could do right here in this service and show the world what they need. Amen. It's not a world's fair, he said. It's a world revival that'll be filled and baptized with the presence of the living God. Listen, I'm not even worried about a world revival. I want a revival in this church. I want a revival in these lives. I want a revival in these young people. I want a revival in these old folks. Some of us old folks, we get to where we don't move very much and we start creaking and groaning and carrying on. Don't let that become your spiritual attitude. Every time the spirit of moves, all we hear is about, oh, not that again, not that quote again, not that. I done heard that song how many times? No, we're breaking traditional barriers. We want this thing moving at freedom speed. Hallelujah. He said, I believe it broke every barrier, every veil. Nothing can hide from His presence. When people gets a hunger in their heart, a hunger in their heart for more, not satisfied with just another service, not satisfied with just last service, but a hunger for something in their heart, there's a veil that's ready to be broke. Hallelujah. You can just depend on it. Rend every veil by His great Holy Spirit. And here He stands tonight. He's the mighty conqueror. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still healing the sick. He's still baptizing the believers just as He always did. He is the mighty conqueror. He is the mighty conqueror. And listen to this next statement, devil. Doomed devils are on the run. Hallelujah. He didn't just say devils are on the run. He said doomed devils. Woo! Let me just serve some notice on the devil right now. You devil of depression, you're doomed. You devil of fear, you're doomed. You devil of sickness, you're doomed. You devil that's holding our children, you're doomed. Hallelujah. You devil of cancer that holds Ron Spencer, you're doomed. Hallelujah. There is a power. There is a faith. There's wings that can rise above it all. Amen. Doomed devils are on the run. He is the mighty conqueror. And they are always on the run when He's around. That's why we want Him at every service. That's why we want Him in our homes. That's why we want Him in our office at work. That's why we want Him in our daily lives. That's why we want Him every moment of we're awake or we're asleep, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year, every day of my life. I want God around. I want to be under the shelter of His wings, knowing that ain't no devil can do me any harm while I'm under His wings and resting in His mercy and grace. He brought me this far, and He didn't bring me this far to leave me. Hallelujah! I serve a God who opens the Red Sea. I serve a God who can feed manna out of heaven. I serve a God who can provide when there's nothing to be seem like provisions for. He's that kind of God then. He's that kind of God today. He just needs somebody that'll set their wings. I'm flying above it all. Come on, Brother Phil. Come on, choir. I'm going to rise above it all.
I'm leaving this old carrying world behind. It's filth and nonsense of this world. I'm leaving it. Anybody going? Anybody ready? Anybody in anticipation? Anybody looking? Anybody wondering and looking at that eastern sky and say, any moment? Anybody anticipating the dead in Christ rising? Anybody anticipating the body change? Woo, hallelujah. Well, anybody anticipating healing tonight? Deliverance tonight? Come on, somebody. Freedom tonight? Anybody anticipate fear to be broke off alive? Rise. Let's stand together and worship them as they, worship with them as they sing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My friends may knock me down and turn my glad to sad. And God didn't say that my life would be just easy always. And so when you knock me down, I ain't never gonna ever frown, and I'll keep my hands in the Master's hand, 'cause when death will all come to an end, and I'm gonna
rise above it all.
I'm gonna rise
above it all.
I'm gonna take wing and fly away to heaven and rise above it all. And this world is so full of evil, and the enemy is all around. Satan has tried so very, very hard. Well, he's tried to hold me down. Oh, but I've got something within me to help me make it through the rain. Oh, and when it gets rough, oh, and when it gets tough, well, I don't worry at all. I'm gonna
rise
above it all. I'm gonna rise above it all. Singing down here, but don't you worry about me. No, 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 no. Lord, I'm going to a place where there be no more heartache and pain. Oh, and we're gonna shout hallelujah and praise your holy name, and we're gonna rise. Shout hallelujah. Oh, and praise your holy name. And we're gonna rise. We'll rise above it all. And we're gonna rise. we're gonna rise above it all.
Hallelujah. Amen. You say praise the Lord. We're going to rise above it all. Amen. Amen. Because who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place. Oh, I'm a child. Oh, can you proclaim it tonight? Say, yes, I am. Who the Son, who the Son sets free, oh, is free. Oh, I'm a child. Say, yes, I.
Play.